Lately, there have been a lot of attacks on the Second Amendment. Now, I've got a dog in the fight. I own guns. I carry a gun. I support the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And yet the liberals would have you believe that if we only disarmed all of the law-abiding citizens, that the criminals with guns would stop committing their crimes. That seems to be the argument, like getting rid of drunk driving by banning sober drivers. Then you get rid of drunk driving altogether. I thought we'd talk about that with Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato, who had to suffer or is suffering through a legislative session, the one that just wrapped up. Senator Fortunato, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Lars. So the people of the state of Washington are safe until next January. These people, they have no idea what they're talking about. They stand on the Senate floor and they say these stupid things over and over. Oh, it'll take you so long to change a magazine, and everybody will be able to go out and do their grocery shopping and come back before he changes his magazine. They have no idea what they're talking about. And it's, you know, I had an amendment onto the previous last year's magazine ban. I said, you know, if you vote for this amendment, I will vote for this bill. I will vote to ban magazines in Washington State over 10 rounds. It only applies to criminals. Those are the people you're worried about. So why don't we just apply the law to them? I go, the end result of this will be the same. They will ignore it, but at least you wouldn't put law-abiding citizens at a disadvantage. And people think that if they only educated them, that they would be more reasonable. That has nothing to do with it. It is a philosophy that, as you point out, if we ban everybody's gun, then everybody will be safer. Like in London, for example, where they stab people, or in Japan, where they use a baseball bat, or in Australia, where they banned all guns, and the only people that have guns are criminals. I mean, the logic it's like living in bizarro world is part of the problem.
It really is. And Phil, I want people to understand. I know there are people listening to this show that don't support the Second Amendment, or they don't support the private ownership of guns, which I think is the same thing. The private law-abiding ownership of guns, just like I have ownership of guns. But I want to go through a couple of the bills that actually found support and apparently will end up on Jay Inslee's desk for his signature. House Bill 1903. And what this promises to do is take law-abiding gun owners who are burgled or have their guns stolen one way or another, that they become the criminal if they fail to report that theft within 24 hours. Is that right?
Right. And then pay a $1,000 fine besides.
Yep.
So, this, once again, you touched on the point. The law-abiding citizen now becomes the criminal at the same time that they are constantly releasing criminals out onto the street. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to Home Depot or anywhere else where you don't see those surveillance things out in the parking lot now. Why? Because crime is up. I mean, the open carry ban almost passed. You can't carry it here. You can't carry it there. You can't do this. You can't do that. Once again, you can't carry a gun in a transit center. Oh, really? Well, what is the highest crime area in Portland, for example? I asked a cop, would you let your family take the train? And they go, hell no. The largest, most dangerous places in Portland are the transit centers.
And yet, you know, up till recently, I think it's still the case, you can carry a gun on a MAX train. And you say, if you're carrying it legally, if you've got a permit. And I'd love to see us go to constitutional carry, but I don't see that likely in either Oregon or Washington. But if you say, what happens when you disarm everybody who might be waiting for a train, riding a train, or exiting a train? Well, then the criminals all know, for the law-abiding people, they're going to make a perfect victim. If they approach a young lady to steal something from her on a transit platform, on the train, or as she's getting off the train, and she has a gun and her life is threatened, she can shoot the criminal dead if she needs to. Now the criminal knows, all these people have been disarmed for me by my friends in Olympia or Salem, depending on on which state you're in.
Right. So there was a program by King County. You probably don't know this, but guns are a health issue, right? I mean, it's a healthcare issue.
So
everybody knows that.
So no. They say.
So I was at a forum one time, and the King County Health Department was there and says, we have a program to unload and lock up your gun. And I made the statement that that was anti-woman, right?
Yep.
Afterwards, a bunch of women came up, about six or seven women came up. And they go, what do you mean it's anti-woman? I said, well, I'm not likely to get attacked going to my car. Lars is less likely than some young lady, right, to get attacked yep. going to her car. I yep. said, so tonight you go home. You're all professional women. You live home alone. Tonight you go home. You open up to your apartment. Somebody goes to grab you. You then get away. You run into the bedroom. You open, you unlock your safe. You load your gun and you protect yourself. And they stood there and looked at me like this had never occurred to them, you know? And I said at that same forum, which, by the way, was hilarious because the first half hour was all about, this was when Trump was in office. The first half hour was all about banning ARs and impeaching Trump. And I looked at the crowd and I said, yeah, I don't think this is a pro-gun, pro-Trump group here. But I said, I want you to think about this. Somebody walks into this room right now. There's about 100 people there. I said, you have 1 minute to assess that person as a threat. And if you don't have a response in 1 minute, you're all willing to have 20, 30 kids die before the police get there. So if your solution is to call 911, you're willing to sacrifice 30 kids before anybody can get there to actually protect those children. I go, you know, I had some kids at the governor and sideshow Bob did their little anti-gun thing last year, and I had a press conference. I tried to mimic the same conference, right? Whatever they yep. did, and I had a sex crime detective from King County, and she made the statement that, you know, abusive spouses do is they instill fear. They do this, they do that. And they do this because when you are afraid, you don't make logical decisions. And then she goes, that's exactly what the Democrats are doing on gun control. They're doing the same thing that an abusive spouse does. And to make you afraid so that you don't make logical decisions. And I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I had a couple of school kids say, we want the same protection that the governor has.
Okay. They can have it. People with guns. People with guns protect the governor, but people with guns are not allowed for the most part to protect children. That's Senator Phil Fortunato from the Washington legislature that just wrapped up recently.